Okay, next up we've got the Dutch Widows with An Awkward Mend. And this has got to be the fastest tempo change of the entire competition. And that is, they count in at a different tempo than the song actually begins at, which I think is kind of hilarious. So the count in sets you up for thinking it's going to be at one speed, and then they immediately drop to a different tempo. So, like, they could have just ended it there, and that would have been a creative tempo change that I would have enjoyed. And I think I read in the liner notes for this song that it was sort of a nod to their drummer, who apparently does that, who goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and then has a really slow tempo, which I think would drive me absolutely insane. So, absolutely hilarious. I really enjoyed that part of it. I didn't get a lot of difference between verse and chorus. Like, there's not a distinct chorus pop in this song. So for me, it just led it to feel a little bit samey-samey throughout. I thought the speed up in the bridge was pretty great. It's got a nice energy, and that speed up I thought was well performed and worked. I like the section with the weird vocalizing that makes no sense, like it was in a secret twin language or something. And my ear kept trying to figure out what they were saying. I think I may have rewound it a few times before thinking, I can't make out what that is because those are not real words. And, like, also in the liner notes, I was trying to figure out what the song was about. You know, it's like, obviously they've had sort of, there's some bad decisions they made, and they were frustrated. And I think that's great, you know, to have inspiration from, you know, feeling frustrated or having, you know, made some bad decisions or having a crappy week. But you have to share it with the listener. Like, you know what you're talking about, but I don't. And, like, if it's completely vague and I have no idea why you're frustrated or annoyed or what bad decisions you made, it's like, it really doesn't do a lot for me. So, be more specific, have some good imagery, like, tell me a story, like, explain why and not what, I think I would be my advice.
I guess I would disagree with that. I actually like the lyrics. And I know what you're saying, that they're, you know, vague and nobody kind of knows what they're actually about. But I think this is kind of a failing to me in a lot of these, you know, like Songfight and Songfight adjacent songs, is that people end up being very explicit about, you know, storytelling, or, you know, like, oh, I got to make it like super clear what I'm talking about and just kind of lay everything out for the listener. But it's like, if I go and listen to, you know, music just outside of this and, you know, my regular life, it's like there's all kinds of like crazy, opaque, weird lyrics. You have no idea what they're talking about. And it's fine, you know, it's like, it's sort of about creating a mood, about the sound of the words. And, you know, I really liked the title in here, An Awkward Mend. Like, I don't know, you know, specifically what he's talking about, but I like the sound of that phrase a lot. And so I think that I would have the opposite, you know, reaction to that. It's like, oh, it doesn't have to always be super, super clear what something is about or what you're referring to, because people, you know, in the real world write songs all the time that are just for them. And, you know, coming out of their own experience without necessarily having to make everything really clear for the listener.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the accessibility of Songfighters and Spin Tuners and Nur Einers, where you can just message them or you can post on the boards and say, this is frustrating, what the hell is this about? Instead of any album that you buy from, you know, any national artist, who you just take what you're given. And if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. And if you understand it, great. If you don't understand it, then you got to live with that too, which is fine. I mean, if I had a problem with that, then I wouldn't have gotten into They Might Be Giants, you know?
Yeah, but in some cases, there's lots of really powerful imagery. And you can sort of impose your own meaning on top of the lyrics. And that meaning, you're very sure that that's what the artist was trying to say, because it makes so much sense to you for some reason. And I just didn't really feel that in this song. But, you know, I listened to it for maybe 4 days, a couple times a day. So maybe with a little bit more, I would have gotten more out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's like the shining example, you know, of how I think that type of thing should be. But I also, you know, I wouldn't necessarily critique songs for saying, I don't know what you're talking about, which I think is kind of a common critique that ends up being made. I think it was mentioned in a few of Jim Seattle's reviews on the boards as well. I don't know if it was specifically about this song or not, but it doesn't bother me if you take these songs as like songs that exist in the world in the context of the rest of the world, instead of just, you know, a song competition where people are assigning scores, you know?
Yeah. I think Micah refers to it as death of the author, where you're just given what you're given and you get out of it what you get out of it. So, I mean, that doesn't mean that Chumpy shouldn't want what he wants in terms of, you know, more specificity. But yeah, I get it. But what did I think about this song? I'm glad that you asked. The first sentence of the bio for this song is, quote, "I found this challenge super hard because tempo changes in songs are wrong and shouldn't be allowed." After I read that, I reached into my desk and got out a gold star sticker and I stuck it right onto my screen right next to that song bio, and it's still there. So yeah, I totally agree. This is a neat rhythm and the instruments sound good, I think. I like the singer's voice, but I think he's overdoing the low notes on this one. Like, I think sometimes they get low enough that he's maybe straining them because they're quiet and less clear. The whole song, I think, should have been modulated up at least 2 half steps to make it so he's not, you know, going that far low. The first tempo change is not very well melded, and it sounds like it just goes into a different song. The change in percussion instruments really only kind of magnifies that difference. But then the tempo change goes back to, you know, the first part at the end. And when that happens, it's done so smoothly and it's incorporated so well that I can't help but imagine that if they just nudged things around a bit, then maybe the first tempo change might have worked fine too. You know, could have worked as well as the second tempo change, but it just sort of didn't happen for whatever reason. Anyway, overall, I like this. I like the weird groove, and I practice that awkward men dance every day. It is not difficult, and it certainly improves the overall experience of the song.
I'll have to try it.
It's very easy. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at the diagram right now.
It is not difficult at all. All right. Let's see. Well, moving on to